Soprano Carrie Alcama is our guest this morning, and Jean will tell you all about her in a few minutes. But first, let's take a listen to Tosca's final moments in the opera. Her lover has been fatally shot, and she sings out in extreme anguish. Here is Carrie Alcama in a performance from 2019 live at the Kennedy Center.
And that was soprano Carrie Alcama, and as Ari said, singing the dramatic end of her performance in the title role of Tosca with the Washington National Opera. And Carrie joins us on the phone to talk about the Canadian Opera Company's production of Tosca, in which she sings the title role, and it's on from May 5th to the 27th. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk with you, too. Yeah. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm great, actually. I honestly wish this weather would change, but I think everybody in Toronto wishes the weather would change.
Oh, yeah.
I am actually...
go ahead. I mean, that's a big, mighty ditto.
I know. We all need some sunshine, I think.
We sure do. Carrie, welcome back. Is this your third time singing with the Canadian Opera Company?
You know, I was talking with Roberto Mauro the other day, and he said that I've been coming here on and off for the last 10 years.
No!
And I looked at him shocked. I said, I can't believe it's been that long. Are you kidding? But yes, I've been coming back and forth
for that long,
so it's like coming home.
Oh, great. That's great. And where are you coming from?
I am coming from Nashville, Tennessee. We moved there about 5 years ago, so I am downtown Nashville.
Okay, so just my first question, which I always like to ask a singer. For you, who is Tosca?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Have
so
you got 5 hours?
yes, that's a five-hour answer. Let's see if I can put that in a nutshell. Wow, she goes through an amazing journey in 3 hours. But actually, I just think she's love, fire, and strength.
Mm.
I think if I could put her in three words, I think that's what she is.
So where is she coming from when the opera starts for her, and where is she going?
She's actually headed to see her lover. She's headed to see her boyfriend or whatever you want to call him, her partner. She's headed there, and I don't know why. I'd probably just be like, hey, what are we doing? I want to do this after the concert today, and then and then the roller coaster begins.
Right. And she is, Tosca is a singer. That's the role she plays. Is that correct?
Yes, she is a diva. She is a diva of the time, absolutely.
And how do you think she met Cavaradossi, her lover?
Oh, you know what? I bet that he probably pursued her.
Right, right. Good. Excellent. Just curious to see how you built her.
Yes. No, I would think that he would have pursued her and wanted her.
Mm. Now, Carrie, a few years ago, the world came to a grinding halt. I don't know where this question is going to go. But, you know, what's a Tosca to do? And I know you were quite busy with fellow soprano Sandra Radvanovsky in your own podcast called Screaming Divas. Could you just tell us a bit about that? I watched a clip with gin and tonics in hand.
Yes, we might have lost our minds early on. I was leaving, actually, Washington National Opera again. I was there doing Donna Elvira in March 2020, and they sent us home. And about a month later, I had seen a lot of my colleagues singing online, and I really couldn't sing a note. It was emotionally devastating, and so I said, I bet that there's a lot of people that need to talk about this. I'd rather talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never done anything before or hadn't made a video, and I said, do you want to do it? And she said, absolutely. And so we called all of our friends, and everybody wanted to talk, and eventually I taught myself Final Cut Pro, so the videos, you know, near the end were much better.
Wow, that's so great. Impressive.
And so we learned how to do everything ourselves through social media and promotion and podcasts and YouTube videos and the whole thing. And luckily my husband is a techie, and he built the website for me. He helped me with the website, and we just wanted to get information out there that you weren't alone in this horrible, horrible time for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've worked, you did, to start your career, I guess you could say it this way, you were with about what, five different ensembles for your learning process?
You mean as far as like young artist programs?
Yes, young artist like programs.
Yeah, you know, after college, I did some of the summer ones, eventually leading up to Santa Fe Opera. I was a young artist there. And then when Placido Domingo started his young artist program at Washington National Opera, I was the first group of kids that were, I was a part of that first group of kids that started that there. And when I finished that, I went on the road, but I was a mezzo-soprano at the time.
Right.
And it really wasn't until I changed to soprano that my career, you know, started taking off.
Mm. Now, I see that Marilyn Horne factors in a great deal in your resume and in promos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it says that you're part of the Marilyn Horne Foundation and on a roster. What does that mean exactly?
So Marilyn Horne had a foundation where young singers, I met her when I was in college. She came to do a master class and I was on it. And then we became friends since then.
Nice.
She started a foundation where young singers like myself could put together a recital program. And what they did was I went to, let's say I would come here to Toronto, and throughout the week I would go to different schools of all ages, from elementary through high school.
Oh, fabulous.
And talk about the songs that I was singing, and talk about classical singing and opera and my career and what I was doing. And then at the end of the week, the foundation put on a concert of the whole program for free for anyone that wanted to come. And it was an amazing thing. I did many of them all over the United States. And then I also was a part of her Santa Barbara Music Academy. And our birthdays are the same date. And we've just had a connection ever since we met. And I'm grateful for her and that friendship. And I love her very much.
That's fantastic. Just another question I'd like to ask you about this specific production. Is it traditional in any sense of the world? And as such, because you are playing a diva, are there some fantastic costumes we can look forward to in addition to your spectacular singing?
Yes, of course. At Canadian Opera Company, there's always gorgeous, stunning costumes and wigs and makeup. And, you know, you always feel like a gorgeous diva in this opera house. But yes, it's traditional, but I also think it's very fresh and relatable. And but the costumes are stunning and everyone looks amazing. So please don't miss this, because it's really, I love watching this. It's really a gorgeous show and something really fun to come and do.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to ask you a tough question here. Are you ready?
Sure. Okay. Yeah,
of
I'm ready.
All the opera houses where you've worked, and you've worked with some of the best now, the A houses, how does the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts rate amongst those?
Oh my God. Well, I'll say, you know, we were just talking about this the other day amongst the other singers and actually conductors. What a gorgeous place to produce music in, because not only is it easy for the singers to sing in because the voice just flies and carries, but the sound of the orchestra, you hear everything, every color, every nuance. It's just such a stunning, wonderful place to work in. And for singers, especially because it's so large, to be able to sing in a space that carries the sound that way, it's just sheer joy, because it's easy. It's not hard. I don't have to work harder to produce more sound to fill that space. So that's the joy of singing there. It's one of my favorites. I mean, I know if you had asked Audra there, she'd say the same thing.
Great. Well, Carrie, I just want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
And I really look forward to coming to see your performance.
Great.
Oh, I look forward to it, too.
Good for you.
We've been speaking with soprano Carrie Alcama, who currently stars in the title role of Tosca in the Canadian Opera Company's new production of Puccini's opera Tosca. There are several performances left until May 27th, and you can hear Carrie in three of those, May 7th, 11th, and 13th. For tickets, go to www.coc.ca. Well, or better yet, call 416-363-8231. Hurry on down and get those tickets.
Thanks, Carrie.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.